Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6:14 and a half now on this Thursday morning, July 9th. No surprise, it's going to be hot. Highs of 95 through the weekend. Maybe by Sunday, it might get a little bit closer to 100 than that. A 10 to 20% chance for showers only throughout the weekend. And boy, those showers cool things off. You know that when we don't get them. Look out. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll is asking you, and you can go to WWL.com and cast your... Who do you trust more? Whom do you trust more when it comes to the coronavirus, your local state government or the federal government? And as it stands now, 78% are saying the federal government, 22% are saying the local state. Now, when it comes to federal, you can text me at 504-260-1870 and let me know if that means President Trump or the CDC, because they've been known to be on different pages. And now, as a matter of fact, the CDC has been told by Mike Pence, or at least Mike Pence says, that they're going to rework the school opening protocol because I guess the president thought it was too strict. Let's talk about immigration. Alex Narasta joins us right now, Director of Immigration Studies at the Cato Institute. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
If I was any better, I'd be better. I'll tell you that. When it comes to immigration, when it comes to immigration, before we get to the poll, let's talk about the courts and what's happened in terms of immigration policy in the Trump administration. Both, I guess, it would be with the Supreme Court, and then is that the Ninth Circuit in California?
Yeah, the Ninth Circuit in California and the Supreme Court, and the major cases this term have to do with DACA. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And that is the case. The Supreme Court decided that President Trump, who tried to end the program created by President Obama, basically didn't do all of the legal requirements for ending it. And basically, it was just a ruling on administrative procedure, said he basically needs to dot his I's, cross his T's, and then he can cancel it, and I have no doubt that they're going to do that. They're already starting that process now. But it requires a regulatory process. They have to create a regulation. They get comments from the public. They have to have a justification. And basically the only thing the court ruled was that they didn't do that administrative step properly. So it wasn't really a ruling on whether DACA was constitutional. It was just a very boring legal issue.
So it's in the weeds, and procedurally then, does the Trump administration reinstitute it, and then the people that are opposed to it file suit again and hopefully get a ruling that they want, and then it goes back to the Supreme Court, and I doubt that the Supreme Court would rule any differently on it. It would just buy time for the people that disagree with what the order says. Is that making sense?
Yeah, it would just buy some more time. So what the Trump administration is going to do is write a regulation that repeals DACA. They're going to do it in the proper legal way. There are going to be lawsuits that are going to challenge it. But the courts are, some of the lower courts may delay it. But ultimately, if it gets to the Supreme Court, then the Supreme Court will say that Trump can cancel DACA because he did it in the proper way.
What about the other ruling as it relates to, and this was not the Supreme Court, this was the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco, as you said, which has been known to be pretty liberal in their decisions, and it concerns asylum. Can you walk us through that, please, Alex?
Yeah, so the Trump administration has created a lot of rules and regulations that try to limit the ability of people to claim asylum in the United States. There are actually a lot of laws on the books about asylum, so it's a fairly complex issue. But essentially, they wanted to make it a little more difficult for people to claim asylum. A lot of them would have to wait in other countries while they await their asylum claims, like Mexico. They'd have to travel through. If they travel through another country, they'd have to claim asylum there first. And it would basically increase the standards by which an asylee or asylum seeker would have to meet in order to claim it. And the court said, no, this is in violation of existing U.S. law. This violates a lot of the rules that are already on the books. I suspect that if this and when it makes it to the Supreme Court will overturn the Ninth Circuit and say, no, President Trump can do these things with asylum, because the court has ruled numerous times that the president basically has total control over who enters the United States. So I suspect that that is the way that this will eventually go when it gets to the Supreme Court.
Let me take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about this poll that Americans for the first time want more, not less immigration. 34% want to see it increased. 28% want to see it decreased, but the majority want to see it stay the same. Is that right? Did I read those numbers correctly? I think I did.
The plurality wants it to be.
Plurality. That's you go. Not
same.
A majority.
Yeah.
Not the plurality, 36%, right. I want to talk about the programs as well when we come back, about DACA and about the asylum policy, because it seemed as though, I don't know, maybe the asylum policy as the president had outlined it was working, but maybe not. Alex Narasta will clear us up when we come back, director of the Immigration Studies at Cato Institute. If you have any questions or comments, text them in to 504-260-1870, and I will happily pass them along. 620 and a half, traffic now, WWL. It is 625. I'm Tommy Tucker. This is WWL. It is Thursday, July 9th, and our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, whom do you trust more when it comes to the coronavirus, your local state government or the federal government? And as it stands now, 61% are saying federal, 39% are saying state. We're talking about immigration with Alex Narasta, director of the Immigration Studies at the Libertarian Cato Institute, and somebody texted in and said, America has lost the entire communities to Hispanics, Catholic churches, grocery stores, local businesses, cater to them to the point where Americans don't know what's going on unless they speak Spanish. Now, unless you're talking about illegal immigration, whoever texted this in, I would say the people in New York could have made the same complaints about Italians or even Irish, et cetera. Correct, Alex?
Yeah, absolutely. Those complaints, especially the one about Catholics, is something that has gone back centuries in the United States, and the critics of that have been wrong every single time. I grew up in Los Angeles. I don't speak Spanish. I mean, I speak more German than I speak Spanish, because that's what I learned in school. I've never had a problem getting around. I've never had a problem living my life. I've never had a problem meeting people. And when I go back there now to visit my folks years later, like when I was young, people who looked Mexican generally had an accent. Now they all sound like me. So mm-hmm. It's just a remarkable testament. It's tough when you're in the middle of a wave of mass immigration to see assimilation occur, to see progress, because it takes time, right? When we read history books in school about the problems with Irish immigration in the 1850s, we flip the page and it turns out it was fine. But when you flip that page, 100 years passed. So we need to have some perspective about this. And according to all the measures that we have, from linguistics, family size, whether they speak English, the jobs that they have, education, immigrants are assimilating faster than immigrants did in the 19th century. So we have a lot to be proud of. American culture is strong. It assimilates new immigrants, and they want to become Americans.
I think, too, you need to realize that they're not talking about you. I think sometimes when people, when they don't understand what's going on, they think they're being talked about. They don't even know you're there. Tell me about DACA. When you mention these people that talk Spanish, now they grow up and they sound English, they sound like they're from here. You pretty much are talking about the people to whom DACA applies, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely. The DACA recipients were folks who were brought here as children by their parents, legal minors. Many of them have grown up in the United States for the vast majority of their lives. They speak English. They are culturally assimilated into the United States and their social fabric. And I think that's why they've been so effective at getting so much political support. Republicans and Democrats and independents, a majority of all of them, want to see a way for these folks to be legalized. They just disagree about how to do it. But it's because they're familiar. It's because they don't have accents. It's because they seem American and, you know, all the ways, all the social cues that we know, they seem American. They just don't have that green card or citizenship.
I don't mean to sound cynical here, but it's going to sound like it. Somebody says, attend a Catholic Mass where the entire Mass is done in Spanish, where once it was in English. And anything I can tell you is, if you don't think the Catholic Church is going to cater to Hispanics, it might be time to find a new religion. Would you not agree?
I'm not going to recommend that somebody find a new faith.
No, but what I'm saying is the Catholic Church knows how important Hispanics are to their survival.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The Catholic Church, without immigration over the last 50 years, would be a fraction of its size in the United States. And there are churches across the country, Pentecostal churches, other Protestant faiths, that have church services in Spanish as well. But their children speak English. Their grandchildren won't speak Spanish at all. That seems to be the pattern. So it's something that takes time, and it's not something people need to speak English, and they need to do it because there are benefits, not because of other reasons. So they're learning it. Their kids are learning it. It's not something that we should be happy about, that they're learning
right.
English.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate your time. We're going to take a break, come back, talk about coronavirus trends in Louisiana. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Chris Miller.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.